You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Nikki Bush is here. And can I just tell you, before the mic went on, I was completely distracted. I'm not even here. I'm playing with things. I'm building things. I've completely forgotten where I am. Naughty, naughty me. Nikki Bush, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela. And I think that just symbolizes the power of play. We've managed to distract you from some
Thanks for that.
I put a smile on your face.
I know.
You were very serious when I walked in.
This is gorgeous. So what am I playing with?
I'm playing. We'll do it the other way around today. So we're playing with something called Geomag. And Geomag is a set of magnets. And we've got balls and we've got rods. And then we've got side pieces, framed pieces, plastic pieces. So this is a Swiss-made product.
Okay.
And kids love the whole thing about magnetism because it is science,
yeah,
but it's also fascination. You know, it's that how does this work question that goes on in your head. And they're learning about construction and creating all these different shapes that they learn about in geometry. But here it's 3D construction. So they get to see these shapes that they you know, talk about in maths in some kind of real tangible form. And my kids have loved over the years all their magnetic building sets. And these really are very high-end, high-quality, super powerful magnets. And they come with wonderful instructions. They come in a variety of sizes. So you can get packs from about 22 pieces up to in the hundreds. And they range in price from about 250 rand to 800 rand. And this weekend at Toy Kingdom stores, I discovered last night and online, they are at about 25 to 30% discount. So if you wanted to go and buy these, this is a good weekend to go and buy. And also, I chose this product today because it's Father's Day tomorrow.
Yep, yep.
And I always do think about, and maybe this is not a good thing, but I always think about construction toys and dads enjoying playing with their children when it comes to construction toys.
I feel like an engineer.
You're an engineer in the making.
Can you imagine what the children are going to feel like? This is absolutely fantastic. I've just constructed something and I feel so smart. Very smart. So what is it called?
Geomag. G-E-O-M-A-G.
Okay, fantastic.
Geomag.
Great. Okay.
So it's all STEM, by the way. It's science, technology, engineering, and maths all rolled into one.
It's fun, guys. Let me just tell you, I've stopped listening to Nikki now. I've been playing and it's making me it's wonderful.
It relaxes you, doesn't it?
No, it does.
And you know, playing with construction toys is a little bit similar to playing with something like Play-Doh.
Yes.
In that it's calming, and it's calming for the very reason that you are putting and pressing and pushing things together. So there's that sensory feedback that goes through your muscles and your joints that actually gives you that sense of relaxation.
Okay.
So play is a very important part of stimulating the senses, of stimulating the brain, and it's a lovely bridge of connection between parents and their children.
Okay. Now, talking of the bridge between parents and children, Father's Day is tomorrow.
It is. Father's Day is tomorrow, a very important day in a family's life.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, we need to honor these very special people in our children's lives because without them, our children wouldn't exist, you know. And, you know, I was listening to your show a little bit earlier this morning when you were talking about Hector Peterson and Madiba, Madiba being the father of our nation. And you know, our children are the result of people and stories. They are the product of people and stories. And their history, you know, this is their history. And events are, you know, part of what happened in their parents' history and in their own childhood is so important. So, you know, our parents are so important to us, but so are societal role models. And I think we sometimes forget that. And that includes, you know, role models who are heads of community organizations, faith-based organizations, and even our politicians. And I have a message this morning for our politicians. They need to understand that we are dealing with a very, very visual generation of children. Whether it's children watching their dads or whether it's children watching the politicians in our countries, in our country, children take their cues from what they see. They take in more cues from what they see than from what they hear. So when you are a leader, and we're talking particularly today about male role models, please remember that little eyes are upon you. They are watching you, and they will do what you do, not what you say. So if you want to be respected, you need to behave in a respectful way, and you have to give reciprocal respect. Mm. You need to be consistent. Mm. And this, for me, is the word that came up as I was driving here this morning.
Yeah.
You need to be consistent. And I think if there is a word that I would use for my husband, and my late husband as a dad, would have been his consistency. Mm. And not just his consistency at home, but I think he was a really lovely example of consistency everywhere, because on the Thursday after he died, the domestic staff in our street, we lived in a closed street, 14 houses, came to visit me with flowers and a card. And they sat down with me for about a half an hour. And they talked to me about my husband. And it has particular bearing on Father's Day. And they said to me that he always stopped to talk to us. He always joked with us. He made us laugh. He made time for us. And he respected us. And the final line that they used was, "He was our father." And it was probably one of the most moving moments in that week after Simon was killed. Was just this outpouring of love, not just from close family and close friends, but from the community at large, which really illustrated how important men are, and we're talking men right now because of Father's Day, in our community, as leaders, as rocks. You know, those stable rocks in our society. He was part of the stability of the community of our little lane. Mm. And I was so moved by the fact that they talked about him as their father. I mean, that was a huge testimony for me.
You know, I think, Nikki, this is maybe another conversation for another day, because I think I'm a little bit overwhelmed. But it's the same for me as always referring to men as the baddies.
Yes, that stereotype.
That I find for me so sad, that if that's what that's the message that we really are pushing, and we keep validating this message by reinforcing this message, and we keep going and we keep going, then what's to become of those who don't deserve that? What's to become of those who are not bad role models? Because if we're not going to celebrate those who actually are the opposite, and we give all that attention and space to people who are the opposite of what we want,
to the bad stories, the bad role models,
then what?
Yeah.
Then in our language, if the only prominent language, the only attention you get is if you call men trash, then that's the only time people want to hear you. If you want to celebrate a male figure, nobody's sort of interested.
And well, good news doesn't sell. You know, this is the awful thing. So if you look at the time of Jacob Zuma, that was a very difficult time to be parenting boys, because you would say one thing and the boys with half a brain who were listening to the news or reading anything, you know, in the news would go, "Well, he doesn't do that, so why should we?" And that made a parent's job quite tricky, you know. So there is a very important space for dads in society. When children are able to trust their dads to be tough and tender, because we need both in a dad. You need boundaries, but you need love. And these are some of the benefits of a dad who can maintain the balance of tough and tender, of love and boundaries. Raised confidence levels in their children. A sense of security, of physical and emotional security. Self-respect. Dads are very involved with how we respect and see ourselves, whether we're girls or boys, and how we will choose to be treated by members of the opposite sex. Very important. Assertiveness is very linked to dads, and how we express our emotions. Is it safe to express our emotions? Our dads are very, very linked to that. So,
especially for a boy.
Especially for a boy.
If a boy has never seen their father tear up, I mean, it's not a manly thing to do.
You know, there is
nothing. I could never do it.
There's nothing nicer than seeing a man cry, actually. I think it's a very.
Can I raise my hand?
It's a very powerful. It's a very powerful thing to see a man tear up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it. You get that this man has deep feelings.
Yeah,
and it's awesome to see. So you know that whole thing of boys mustn't cry is incredibly damaging. Incredibly, incredibly damaging. So
let's talk about that and the real world, in the sense that here you are living with a child who tears up all the time, who's a boy, who doesn't only belong to you because they also belong to society. How do you manage all of that? Because you may be very open to that and, you know, very comforting and all of that stuff, and the world may not. So what happens when a boy comes home and says, they were teasing me because I was crying?
So obviously you have to have those conversations with your kids that it's okay to cry. What you don't want is a child who's crying all the time, who's being the cry baby, you know. And look, you do get some ultra sensitive kids who, the minute they see an animal in distress or another child in distress, they will respond, you know, accordingly. And they need to learn how to manage their emotions. I think that's the whole idea. It's not to stop, you know, children from crying, but it's helping them to understand why they're crying. So once again, we go back to conversation and understanding what makes you tick, and that you aren't always in control of society. You can't control every minute of every day. But we do have a big job, I think, as parents, to teach our children to be emotionally intelligent and to be emotionally sensitive. I mean, it's very, very... I think our children are growing up in a very hostile world on many levels. And I think we're seeing extremes in children's behavior of those who are shutting it out because it's too painful and they're becoming hard. And those children who are becoming ultra sensitive to all the hostility and the pain out there. And hopefully the pendulum will balance out a little bit. But I think what you're mentioning is that we are starting to see some serious extremes in emotional expression in children. But I think with regard to our dads, I was reading an article the other day about what's a dad supposed to do on Psych Central. And this was written by Marie Hartwell Walker. And when it comes to dads, she says there's little agreement about how an ideal father should behave. And this is what she says. It doesn't seem to matter in terms of the mental health of children whether fathers work out of the home or stay at home with the kids. It doesn't seem to matter what job a dad has or how much money a dad makes, as long as he is doing his best. It doesn't seem to matter what his interests and skills are, as long as he shares them with his children. It doesn't seem to matter whether a father is very physically affectionate or loves more quietly, as long as the kids know that he most certainly cares about them. What matters is for fathers to be committed to their children and involved with them over time. When fathers take that responsibility seriously, their children are more likely to do well, and the fathers have fewer regrets.
How gorgeous is that? Can we share that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we need to remember that kids really do want to know their dads because they're part of their history. They're part of the fabric of what makes up their lives and who they are. So I think my message this Father's Day is let's encourage and support more men in becoming nurturing and involved fathers.
And let them play with their children.
Oh, yes.
For goodness sake.
It's a language that children get. And get down on the floor with your kids. Be physical with your kids. Play rough and tumble with them. Dad, you've got the strength.
Yep.
So use that strength not to compete with your kids, but to cooperate with your kids.
Lose for a change.
Yes, sometimes you need to lose. There's actually a lovely article on my website about when to let your kids start beating you.
Oh, lovely chatting to you. Nikki Bush, always a pleasure.